Hi, good day. My name is Marlon.
Hi, and I am Mikhail.
And today we are going to demonstrate the iMacWear Sparta Android wearable wristwatch phone.
Yeah. We will apologize in advance. We're not audio editors, so this recording is just going to be straight. We will have errors, and we just ask you to bear with us, and we hope you understand our Trini accents.
Yes, we hope so.
Okay.
Alright, so first of all, I would have purchased the watch mobile phone, as it were. Well, I'm not sure how the conversion would be, but the cost price of it would have been about a little over $1,200 TT, so I'm guessing you could use your converters.
About $200 US.
Yeah, about that. You could use your converters and check it for yourselves. The phone, basically, it's a man's watch. I'm not seeing it being on a woman's hand at all. It's quite large. But as it relates to landscape space for navigation, on the screen, it's a bit small, and we'll talk about that a little further on. It has a nice sturdy, I think it's rubber.
Yeah, rubber
wristband.
Wristband.
Yeah, the phone is waterproof. There are no orifices for water to go into it and stuff. The screen is, the person claimed that it was scratch proof. It's a nice thick screen. And
it has a very durable feel. It's not. It doesn't have a cheap feel. It's solid.
It has some weight. Yeah,
it has some weight on it.
What I like about it is that it has. I actually thought that there was no way that I could use it as a USB mass storage device, but there is a charger, something that is like a docking station that could charge the phone. It has like the little prongs to go on it, but the docking station is a small thing that goes onto the base of the watch itself, and it's magnetic, so you don't have to hold it in place. Like if it's the holy grail whilst you're charging it, it actually sticks on in place. And when I plugged it into my computer to charge it, only to realize that it actually gives you the option as a USB mass storage device. So it the specifications for storage is that it's 4 gig internal, and it can go up to 32 gigs on a micro SD card. If it is, you have to put in your SIM card and your micro SD card, I would suggest that you get some sighted assistance, because it comes with a nice little screwdriver, and you need sight assistance to put in those things.
Yeah. Did TalkBack come pre-installed, man? And I forgot.
No, TalkBack did not come pre-installed. I had it installed, but once it did, it was extremely smooth, fluid. It's a really nice feel. Most of the gestures, you know, the L gestures and the swipes and so on, it works pretty well.
Yeah. So I guess we want to give you a quick demonstration of the access. So we have TalkBack 4.4 running on this device. It's Android 4.4 KitKat. We also have the Ivona voice installed. So we're running the Ivona Amy voice.
Mm-hmm.
And we also, as Marlon said, find it very responsive. Now, on the phone, on the watch, you have a 1.45 screen. And to the right of the screen, on the side, you have the screen lock power button. Then you have the camera, and then you have
the home button. Right.
So there's no there are no other hard buttons besides the power and home button.
Mm-hmm.
So to unlock the phone, you press the power button.
11:44 AM.
And you do a double swipe across.
Device unlocked.
Right.
And that takes you to the first home screen. Now, on each home screen, you have four icons because of the small size. Again, it's a 1.5-inch screen. So it's very small. It fits four icons. So you know you're going to have several home screens. Right now, we're running about 11 home screens, unless you create your folders. We were having some trouble moving the icons from screen to screen, but we're trying to work that out to see if we can make that a little easier. It has its own launcher. We tried the Google Now launcher, but it did provide some problems. So we had to revert to their stock launcher that came with the watch.
Yep.
Right. So I'm on a first home screen here. I can do my swipes.
Home screen one. Messaging.
Right. I can also explore browsing. By touch. The four icons.
WhatsApp. Home screen one.
We can do the quick right to left slide gesture to change home screens.
Home screen one. Home screen two.
Right.
Home screen.
As you can hear, it's really responsive.
Yeah, it's very responsive. As Marlon said, the gestures work, so I can do my swipe left and up, recent icon. And then inside here, you are not able to do the two-finger swipe across to close an app, but there is a clear all apps button.
Shake to answer. Calendar. Buttons.
And it's unlabeled, but we will label it soon. And then you can just clear all of your recently used apps by tapping that button. So at least you have that ability.
As you can hear, it doesn't have a proximity sensor, so yeah. We still have to figure out how to get her to shut up.
Yes. So I guess the first thing people are interested in would be answering a call.
Yep.
So we what we notice is that there is a small button that appears on the screen once a call is coming in. It may be troublesome for some people to find on the screen because you can't swipe to answer your call. But we will at least try to demonstrate it here to see if we can find it. It's unlabeled. But we found a solution that seems to be working okay, which we will also demonstrate after.
All right, so you're going to make a phone call now?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I must say, Marlon is an iPhone user, but we exist well in the Android iPhone world.
Yes, we try not to fight each other. All right, so the watch phone is presently on vibrate so that you can actually hear the
caller ID.
So
yes, watch. Outgoing. Send calls.
All right, so I'm making a call.
It's ringing.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's ringing.
Okay. All right. So here I am touching on the screen.
Audio button disabled. Dial pad.
As I said, it is a little difficult to find, but it's here it is, and I double tap.
Dial pad.
Okay. Well, I had it.
Button.
So as we said, it is a little difficult to find. But for a sighted person, they may not have a problem. But we downloaded an app.
So the call timed out.
Yeah.
So the time he took to try to find the button that way. Yeah.
Yeah. So that is a little difficult. Now you can swipe. It may take a few swipes to get to the button as well. We'll demonstrate that. So if Marlon, you could maybe
no problem.
Give me.
Phone call take two.
Marlon, plus 1-8.
So,
dial pad.
Swipe in
audio
to the
button.
Right.
Mute button. Hold button. Button.
And there it is. Double tap.
Hello.
Hello.
And the call is answered. Call quality is clear enough. And the good thing is I can use the power button to hang up. So at least I can end the call with the power button. Right. But what we did is we downloaded an app, Shake to Answer.
Yeah.
And that proved to solve the problem of the button.
And that app is from which developer?
I can't remember the developer's name.
Defcon or something con.
Yeah. But just Shake to Answer. You can search for it in the Play Store, and this app is free.
Yeah. Bear in mind, you need to set the sensitivity. Don't pay that so much attention to the reviews. I think the people who were there didn't really explore the app that much. There is a part to use the speaker. I don't think that's advisable. You need to go into the one where you set the sensitivity. you switch the button on to use that, and then you double tap into that, and you go into like different variations, like high, where you have to shake, or I think where you have to shake very, you have to shake a lot
to get it to answer.
Then a little harder, then moderately, then you know, but you get it.
Yeah.
We have it set to moderate, and I shook it and it came on and it worked quite well. So in a pinch, that will work better.
Alright. You wanna give a demo?
Sure. Okay. So I'm gonna call again because Mikhail apparently does not want to use his minutes. I have to use mine.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Alright. So this is phone call take 3. Alright, he's getting the call now.
I just shake my wrist. Well.
Apparently he's not a vigorous shaker.
No, well I shaked. Great. No, it doesn't want to. Right, so when Marlon used it worked well.
Yes, because I'm a more vigorous shaker.
No. Maybe the shake to answer. We're not sure why the shake to answer didn't work this time. It worked while we were testing it before the recording.
Yeah, probably you weren't shaking it vigorously.
No, I really shake a lot.
When you shake, you didn't shake your hand.
Yeah, I did. maybe it was awful. We'll have to go back into the settings to see what.
What is possible? The other thing that you can use is a Bluetooth headset, but this is a bit touch and go because I've tried a lot of different headsets. Some of them you can answer the phone call by pressing the button, but you don't hear any audio. And some of the ones that do, you hear the phone call. You can see the phone call and you can hear it, but navigating on the screen, it gives you a bit of a lag. I use the Harmony series. So the thing is that if it is you are going to get a Bluetooth headset for it, I would suggest that you test it first. Make sure that everything's good and then purchase it. Don't purchase it and then go home and then realize that it's not working.
Yeah, because without a 3.5mm jack, you will only really depend on Bluetooth. And so it's really... So this is one of the negative things of it, not being able to pair correctly with the Bluetooth headset, which I think might be a deal breaker for some people.
Mm-hmm. The good thing about the Bluetooth, as you're on the topic of Bluetooth, is that it does pair quite well with your Bluetooth keyboard.
Yeah.
And you can navigate the phone using the keyboard a lot, using the Alt-Shift keys and you know the different keyboard shortcuts and stuff. And even typing is a bit of is a lot better with the keyboard than using your finger, unless you have a finger that's small as a stylus. You know, I never thought about using a stylus with it, you know.
Oh, and we might do further testing and let you know how a stylus works out.
Yeah.
But the keyboard is really tiny. It is possible, but it's extremely difficult. You really have to take your time, concentrate.
Beads of sweat.
So we recommend the use of the keyboard for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We tried it with a Moco trifold aluminum keyboard. And the first time Marlon paired, it didn't work too well. But then once he paired again, he has had no problems running that keyboard now.
None at all.
Right. Now, some people may wonder, can we use Google now? As I said, the launcher did not work. Now, we're not sure if the voice search feature came with the watch, or if because we installed the Google Now launcher, it came and then it stayed even though we deleted the launcher. Because you do have the voice search button. It's on one of our home screens.
One of them.
So we will try to find it. Folder opened. Folder closed. Home screen 5. Switching home screens. Home screen 8. I believe I have it on home screen 9. Voice search. You can set it on a more convenient home screen, obviously, but you can. Directions to KFC.
I'm wondering if your wireless is connected.
Oh.
Yes, you have it connected on Wi-Fi, but it doesn't have data on it.
Yeah. It does have, it can take GPRS on Edge, so you can have your SIM with data, but somehow I think maybe our Wi-Fi connection has disconnected for some reason. What time is it?
Yeah, I think it's
the same. Yeah. Oh, here we
go. Google.
Yeah, I think maybe we have
what
a...
What time is it?
Oh, no.
Google search.
Okay. So, last time we did this, it did give us a response. I'm not sure what happened this time.
If you're probably... If you put it, go to the top of the screen, you have to check and see if the Wi-Fi is connected.
Yeah. Oh, yes, if you do touch the top of the screen, you will get your usual readout of the notification.
Battery, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth.
Tap to speak. What time is it?
Maybe I have to come up and go back on the screen.
This call from Marlon. Right. Location requests active. Bluetooth disconnected. Ring vibrate. Wi-Fi 1 bar. GPRS phone
that's
signal
very
full.
Low.
Battery 40%.
Yeah.
11:57 a.m.
So, that is that. So you can try it. I mean, we will do some more testing, I guess, to see if it does.
Voice search.
Do we need a jacket?
Google.
It is bringing up the result, but we're not hearing
the voice, that comes
the voice of Google now. So we will check to see what maybe is causing that problem this time. Third-party apps. Marlon has tested it with a few third-party apps, and I guess we'll let him talk about that briefly.
Well, I use it with WhatsApp. It works well with WhatsApp. It works well with Audible. I've used Google Docs with it. I've downloaded Dropbox, and that works with it too. And it's a pretty nifty a nifty device. If you do manage to get a Bluetooth headset that works well with it. You can have that in the air, and you have the keyboard there, and you're using it. You're pretty much using it as a portable computer, you know, as it were. I have a podcast. I downloaded iBlink Radio, so I was able to listen to a podcast. I was able to browse, literally go online and listen to a couple descriptive movies and stuff. I have, you know, like the music and things. And there's still some apps that I haven't tested, like Runtastic and. You know, there's a heart rate monitor and stuff. So we're still, you know, basically trying to get, you know, the different apps that works with it. And I'm personally still feeling my way around as it relates to the Android platform, seeing that I've been using the iOS for all those months, I should say.
Yeah.
You understand? So, but it's really a really nice device. As I said, it's waterproof. And I'm guessing the absence of the 3.5 mm is because of the fact that they don't want it to be, you know, any water getting into them. So
yeah. We did try running NotNav on it, but for some reason, I don't know if it's because we're indoors, the GPS did not pick up. So we were just getting the compass heading. We weren't getting the street names, and so maybe in a subsequent podcast we will. Be able to see update and see if we have any updates on the use of NotNav.
The camera is 5 megapixel. I have tried it with KNFB reader and didn't get any success at all. It actually said that this camera is too low on the specifications for it to work. And we have a money reader app that was made here, and it doesn't work with that either. Seeing that in order for that app to work, your camera is supposed to be at least 8 megapixels. Or more.
Yeah, we will maybe try to use it with Blindroid Wallet to see if we get any response from that app.
Sure.
And we'll give that in another update maybe.
Yeah.
So if you have any questions, you can just post it here on the Google i3 group, And you know, if there's anything other questions that people may have, feel free to ask. We hope this has been helpful, and we do hope that if you are interested, it is available on the Amazon from market sellers, so you can maybe check it out there if you would like to purchase it and maybe give it a run for yourself. So we thank you very much, and we do hope this has been helpful. We do apologize once again. We are not professional podcasters or audio editors.
And of any kind.
Of any kind. So,
and we have no show notes for you to check.
Yeah. So, but you know, we'll get there one day maybe.
One day maybe.
So thanks very much.
All right. Okay, bye.